Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Jessica Kupferman. Thank you for joining us with She Podcast today. I am here instead of with Elsie Escobar, my business partner and my good friend and my event planning partner and mentor, Chris Kremitzos. How are you, Chris?
Doing good, Jess.
Excellent. Super happy to have you. And then as always, we have the new pop-up producer, John Jamingo. Pop-up Jamingo.
Yes.
How are you today? Congratulations.
Thank you. My daughter told us last night that she's expecting.
Woohoo!
Oh, congrats, John.
Thank you.
So excited for you.
Yes, grandparents. It's all the fun, none of the work.
There you go.
That is so true. You know, I just wanted to say to those of you who are listening, like, yes, it's true my co-hosts are two men today, but even though this is the podcast that is supposed to be podcasting from a woman's point of view, sometimes a woman's point of view means working with men. So we're not going to disparage that. In fact, Chris Kremitzos has been probably, except for my husband, the most supportive male. Well, John, actually, you've been I can't even say that because John's been editing our show and being a good friend for years and years and years. But Chris and I have been friends for years and years as well. And he's the one that sort of believed in me when I didn't know whether or not I could do an event and pushed me over the edge. And now he and I are helping. Well, now I'm helping him with PodFest, which is next week. So before I get into talking with him, I just want to let you guys know, if you are in the Super Squad, Saturday 3/7, we are having a lunch at PodFest. So be on the lookout for that. Elsie and I are going to host a lunch for the Super Squad. If you're not in the Super Squad yet, you can join for $5 a month. It is shepodcast.com/Patreon. Join at the $5 level and you will be added to the Super Squad, which gives you, exclusive. Thank you. Exclusive access to Elsie and I. And we do a weekly Q&A where we answer all your questions. Okie dokes. Back to you, Chris. So I wanted to have Chris on today just because Elsie is traveling, but also because when I have to pick a co-host and I start thinking about like who I want to have on, like I'm usually so deep in to the thing that I'm working on that I can't pull myself out of it enough to talk about something else. And it's not necessarily that I'm obsessed with, maybe I'm a little obsessed with the thing that I'm doing, but also it's that, you know, I want to expose what I'm doing with the help of another person to the audience. So that's why I'm having Chris on today. I want to talk about PodFest and a little bit of the history behind it and why you think, well, first let's talk about like a little bit of your background, because I know it, but I don't know if everyone else knows like how long you've been into events and how you got into it.
So I wouldn't call myself an event planner, but more of someone that loves to facilitate really great people coming together, having a community come together. Mm-hmm. And then we do that from events, but we also continue it online. So I think it started by growing up in a big fat Greek family and everybody yelling at each other, but there's a lot of love there mm-hmm. at the dinner table. So my background, though, is I've done over 2,000 events. Literally, there was 5 years in my life where I remember after 5 years, I went home one day because it was like one of those holidays you don't know about. And it was, I had an event. So the event got canceled or whatever. And I got home at 5 o'clock and I remember seeing all these people walking outside their house and I thought there was something wrong with them. I'm like, who the heck walks outside their house in broad daylight? I didn't realize for 5 years I hadn't been home before 9 p.m. I was at an event. That's how you get to 2,000 events. Literally, you don't go. But I was also single, I was having a great time, and it was what I did. Like, I didn't have kids or anything. So I spent my time, literally, you name it, we did it. The only event I didn't do was a golf event because I'm not a golfer.
Fair.
But cruises, fishing tournaments, sending someone to the World Series of Poker, business stuff, absolutely. Like, that's like normal, you know, meetups and stuff. And mm-hmm. we had Christmas in July with a taste of tequila. That was a fun one.
So this was all through you being having the group Tampa Bay Business Owners, right?
Yeah, it was a group of business owners, and we would do hundreds of events a year to facilitate that community. And one of the events 6 years ago, like people don't realize this, but we started with 13 people at a meetup in at a Mimi's Cafe. And that was August, I don't know the exact date, but it was like August 2013. And Steve Cherubino, who at the time had Pod Nuts and Nuts at Night, that was his podcast, spoke at our local group. And he, when he was done, I said to him, think about this. I promoted all month to get 13 people in this Mimi's Cafe. And I said to him, how many people listen to your podcast? About his podcast was about Android apps. He goes, about 4,000. I go, is that yearly, monthly? He goes, no, every week. I go, like, I go, you mean, you mean you go home and you're sitting in your underwear and you got 4,000 people listening? He goes, well, I'm not in my underwear. I go, I know what you're saying, but do you metaphorically understand what I'm saying? He goes, yeah. He goes, and I was like stunned. I lost, like, I looked at him like clueless. And he said to me, he goes, I know. I'm trying to get my numbers up. And I go, no, dude.
Oh, my God.
I just spent a whole month getting 13 people in a Mimi's Cafe. You go home in your underwear and you got 4,000 people listening to what apps you like at Pod Nuts.
Yeah.
I go, there's something there. And anyways, so I went home.
That's
and told
a
my,
funny name.
Told Katie I'm starting a podcast. This ties you in, Jess, because Katie and I had our first podcast fight of who would start a podcast first. And she,
why am I involved in this exactly?
Because you had Lady Business Radio, and I said to her, let's do some research and see if there's any women doing shows for women. You were the only one in the business realm, right? I'm pretty sure you were the only one that was active at the time.
The first, certainly.
I said to her, this can't be right. I go, there's something wrong with iTunes. There just can't be one person in a country of 300 million supporting women. This is just not even possible. And it was, you know, it was like a lot of people had started and stopped, but you were the only one actively doing it. And I said, reach out to Jessica. And, you know, my wife, she's like, at the time, you don't realize, she's like, I don't know if she'll get back to me. She's really big. She has Lady Business Radio. I remember this.
Laughable now, isn't it?
No, I mean, you don't know when you're starting out, like who's behind these platforms.
No, I know, but it's so adorable. She's like, she's so big. Meanwhile, she didn't know she meant physically.
Yeah, everybody support. You guys, you know, listen, She Podcast is an amazing group. You guys all support each other in your journeys. So she reached out to you, and that's when Katie started Biz Women Rock. And then Natalie Ekdahl started Biz Chicks. Within like a month, all of a sudden there was three business for women podcasts. I figured I'll just take the support role because – you know this. I love everything and all things. So I didn't know what to talk about. And as a marketer, I knew like you have to have a niche. Like I don't want to be the guy just talking about whatever. And I was her support. I was her marketing manager. And like the Pied Piper, I'd go around town and talk about podcasting. And we did two workshops in 2014. And I said to Katie, we really should organize this. We did. We created PodFest in 2015. In between all this, Podcast Movement launched. So we were like, let's go out and support our community. We love this. And then PodFest went from 100 people in 2015. You showed up in the 2016 one. We had 181. We crowdfunded The Messengers, the official documentary about podcasting. 2016, you hit me up because you would tell everybody, I love coming to Tampa, but why is this hotel next to a strip club? And I realized that was a branding issue right there.
I mean, it was an, honestly, thinking back to it now, it was not as bad as I made it out to be, but I just found it hilarious.
Well, you're a comedian. You found a hook and you kept digging, but people.
I'm sure it hurts your feelings, though.
No, it didn't hurt my feelings. Here's what I didn't understand, and here's the right answer. What in Tampa is not next to a strip club? Like that's the, but I didn't come up with that in the beginning. Now I thought about it. Like everything's next to a strip club. There's no zoning in Tampa.
And also the strip club was outside. Like the inside was very nice and cozy. Actually, it was really cold that year in Tampa. Like it was like, I was totally unprepared as far as what I packed, but it was actually great. I mean, it was so great that I called Elsie from the first day and I was like, I don't care what you're doing next year. You have got to come to this. You have to.
Well, and Dave Jackson was there, so I remember that. Like a lot of people were saying that, and that was great. And then we moved it to Orlando for a lot of different reasons, but one was Neil Gilarte, one of our attendees, like, hey, man, you got to move this to Orlando. It'll internationalize the conference. You'll pull a lot of people from all over, and it's a family-friendly city. And I said to Neil, I don't have $250,000 to guarantee to go to a convention center hotel. And he said, well, my sister runs She's the service manager, 10 or 20 years at this place. She opened it. Go talk to her.
Was it the Wyndham or was it
no,
the
Carib? No, that was the Carib. So I went there.
Such a shame that wasn't big enough for the next year.
I know.
That was a gorgeous hotel.
That was a gorgeous hotel. And the sales lady started negotiating with herself, which I've never had that happen before or since. So she goes, what about we do this for $10,000 food and beverage and we give you all this stuff and whatever, 200 hotel nights, whatever it was. I was like, okay. And every time I would think about it, she goes, what about $3,500 food and beverage? And she kept going down, which I've never had before. I said, every time I'm about to answer, she kept going down. So then it's to the point where I feel bad for her, which I've never, since then that has never happened. And I signed the contract and I went home and I said to Neil, I said, what the heck did your sister say to the sales lady that she kept negotiating against herself? She goes, well, my sister services all the salespeople's events. And she said to the sales lady, if that kid doesn't come away with the deal that he tells me he's excited about, I will never service another one of your events moving forward. And I said to Neil, why would your sister say that? He said, well, when I moved to Tampa, you helped me start my business. And they're very proud Venezuelan family. He said, my sister says our family owes you one. So this is us saying thank you for helping us. Yeah. So I was like, it's a lot of podfests is like that. Like those stories run throughout the whole conference. So long story short, now we're 6 years in. Last year we had 975 people. As you know, Jessica, you're helping me this year. We're over.
It's almost double.
No, it'll be double. We'll be about around 1,800 by the time we're said and done. But what an amazing blessing. So now it's I think this is the year. I always tell people PodFest has always been an underground, best kept secret amongst podcasters. They refer their friends. They bring everybody in. This is the year I would say we're officially wearing our big boy pants, where people are going to start seeing us very differently as a conference. Half attendees are women, half are men, so we're always well balanced there. And I think that's because from the very beginning, whether it was Katie or you, we had a very strong female presence at PodFest from the start. And it wasn't done intentionally, just I surround myself with a lot of powerful women. So it just
it's hard not to have a strong women's presence when you're married to Katie Kribitzos, because she is a strong women's presence all by herself.
But I love that. I love that about PodFest. Yeah. And, you know, we're very unique in that our conference closes out with the gratitude ceremony. The closing keynote is the audience itself. We put two mics up there. We'll have the largest influencer meet and greet, which is a facilitated meet and greet amongst probably 12 to 1400 people will be there Friday night. So it's so on and so forth. It's an amazing experience. I will say this. PodFest wouldn't be where it is this year if it wasn't for your help. So I really appreciate that. I didn't know
You don't have to say that.
No, I mean it, though. I didn't know helping you with She Podcasts, the greatest gift I would get out of that is you helping me where I'm deficient, which is systems and all the back end stuff.
Yeah,
I really process. Processes in general. Jessica's a tech geek, which I had no clue to what level, but you're really – she knows tools like nobody's business. So thank you for the help.
John knows. He's been calling me Batgirl of the digital world for years.
I've met people that know tools, but not like Jessica. She finds out tools before they're even available or something. Yeah. I don't know.
The funny thing about Jessica is she can organize everybody else. Herself, not so much.
Well, I'm pretty in some ways.
Well, that's why you need some support, just like we all need support.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sometimes we can't see our own blind spots.
No, I see mine. I just, you know, I can only do one. I'm like, I can't walk into
you can only
at the
do
same
so
time.
Much, right?
Yeah, I can only do one thing at a time. And if it's not the podcast, people just have to pick up the slack, which is, you know, not this show, but also this show. So yeah, it's fine. So you've implemented some really interesting stuff in PodFest over the years. Well, first of all, you were the first conference I saw that had a VIP room. And I think as soon as other conferences heard about the VIP room, they started implementing it. And that's because it was the first conference I went to where if you were a speaker, rather than have to hang out in the hallways, I mean, not that this is going to sound a little bit elitist, but once you've gotten to a certain point in podcasting, it can be exhausting to constantly socialize with people who are not as far along as you, because then you spend your entire social time answering questions, which is not, it's fine when you're teaching and it's fine when you're, you know, meant to be answering questions like we do on the show. But after you've just spoken, you need to wind down for a second. And it was very nice to go into a room where there was just Dave Jackson or just Daryl Darnell or just, you know, Katie, where it's nice to be able to talk with your peers as far as how everyone is by themselves. So you were the first person to implement that. I really appreciated it. And it was one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to come back, was just because I was able to easily socialize with people who were in the same place as me, podcasting wise. I always loved that. So what inspired you to have that at a conference? Did you see it at other conferences? Because I never had.
Yeah, of course you see it at other conferences, but we have a masseuse that we have now.
Yeah, you had a masseuse and cheesecake.
Yeah, Leanne's cheesecake. They put them in mason jars. Good friends of ours are giving out samples. So it just makes it for a nice experience for people who want an upgraded thing. And then we actually have a higher level ticket for people that want lunch and stuff. And it just creates – what I didn't realize is our conference is so intense because people want to meet each other. I had a friend yesterday. Gabe went on the Whova app. He goes, holy crap, you have over 5,000 comments in this app. He goes, how is this even possible?
I know. It's amazing.
John, we have someone that's coming for the first time at PodFest doing Zoom calls in our group. At first, I thought it was like, what are they doing, right? Like, just like you're thinking, like, why are they doing that? And they're actually having meet and greets for the introverts to get to know each other on Zoom before they show up at the conference. I've never had that before where the culture hits the attendee before they show up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's exciting. But the VIP is definitely the masseuse. Kenya has been with us from the beginning. And what's interesting is her business has grown now. So now she has someone else. And we bring two masseuses. You could get a massage. And the networking is amazing. The Inner Circle Pass this year, we're actually giving those people a behind-the-scenes tour of Disney World so they could see how Disney operates behind Epcot. And then they come back for lunch. It's pretty cool.
That is awesome. I wanted to ask you another question. So from Helping She Podcast, this is not an attempt to pat my back. So don't think of this as a compliment fish. But you've been doing your show for about 5 years. And I know that when you and I started working on She Podcast, I was a little bit stubborn about doing things in a very specific and different way than other conferences. And I'm just curious how, if at all, you think that's affected the way that you do your conference. Like, is there anything that you took from our community that you applied to PodFest for this year?
Yeah, actually, you did a couple things that I would not never have tried. So it's always good to help other people and see how they think.
Yeah.
You did the introvert-extrovert social. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think – I was like, all right, well, let's see where it goes. But people loved it. Even though the music was blasting even outside the doors, there was still an area for introverts. But I think you identified – individuals and they could identify and they felt heard. So I love that.
Your
buttons were really great because people could identify, you know, certain things that they thought
pronouns,
would be great.
Yeah.
Pronouns, which we'll be doing. You just did a great job of making sure people were heard. And then She Podcast is the only other conference I've been to that has a similar feel as a conference that PodFest does. The speaker, there's no delineation between attendee or speaker, meaning they're all treated equally as special. I love that. So that was cool. And then we did a dessert bar, which I thought was really cool. And that was because, you know, we had a certain budget, so we're trying to get creative. Yeah. But the dessert bar went over even better than if we were to serve food, which would have cost us 10 times more money. So I loved the dessert bar. I thought that was really cool. And Lipson provided the, was it the halos? The neon halos?
Halos, yes. Flowered crowns that blinked.
John, our AV crew was inspired by She Podcast to the point where they were putting in, you remember those light up sticks for the karaoke night? They were doing stuff just because they had in their truck and not charging extra, which I've never seen before. So it was really cool to see like the culture impact your audiovisual crew who just sees events all the time having a good time.
Hey, listen, you had me at eating cheesecake and getting a massage, so.
Yeah, desserts are good.
Yeah, PodFest is pretty fun. So, now, what do you think is the main thing about PodFest that differentiates you from She Podcast and from Podcast Movement and all the other ones, like audio, whatever? There's like Third Coast Festival and...
Well, I wouldn't say we differentiate. She Podcast differentiates for an obvious reason. It's
no,
it's
but
for
how
women.
How are you different? Well, obviously, but like
no,
how
no,
are-
culturally, I would say we're very similar to She Podcast. I would say that as far as differentiating the influencer meet and greet, what we do on Friday night, we're the only conference I know that connects the whole room in real time in round table format where you wind up meeting 35 people you would never meet before. We also have a lot of niche content. So on Friday, we have Military Creator Con, Women in Podcasting, Business Podcasting, Audio Drama Con for the storytellers. We have Podcast Editor Con, which is for the editors. That's put on by Steve Stewart and Mark Deal. Linked Up for Women, for LinkedIn. So we have a lot of niche conferences on Friday. And then Friday night, we all get together. And then Saturday, Sunday, we're all together for the rest of the conference. So I would just say we have a lot of unique verticals that you could visit and take a lot in. And then Our trade show, we've gamified our trade show, I would say, better than any trade show I've seen, not just in our space in general. We're giving away a Sub-Zero flight as the grand prize for our trade show. That's a $5,500, sending someone up to space and back. They go up to the horizon, the plane, and then it dips, and you actually experience what it's like to be in a zero-gravity environment. That's our grand prize winner. Most
exciting.
People will give away like a MacBook Pro, which is easy, but we always want to think like, what's something everybody would like? For the most part, everybody would enjoy winning. And if you don't want to win that, we have 200 other prizes from Beat headsets to everything else. So you're pretty much, if you visit our exhibitors, we'll reward you 50% of the time. One out of two people will win something. And because you have to be present, usually everybody that's there Sunday at 3 p.m. wins something.
That's pretty exciting. The zero gravity thing is going to be so cool.
As someone that gives away prizes, I'm always like, man, I'd like to be on my own prizes half the time, but you can't.
It's true, but you guys give away really cool prizes, and I actually love the way that you do the treasure map in the exhibitor hall, because it really makes sure that both your attendees and your sponsors get out of it what they need to get out of it. Like if they're there to discover tools that they haven't seen before, as far as the attendees, and then the exhibitors get to meet people they would not have met if the person was too busy not trying to do a treasure map. So
well, and this year really we're starting at 10 a.m. for a couple of reasons. We want the exhibitors to eat breakfast and be like well rested, because we know they're going to get bombed. They're not going to be able to handle the traffic at the size that we're at this year, and the challenge we have. And John, you'll appreciate this. Jessica, you know this already. We gamify the exhibitor hall so much that we try and keep people in the educational tracks too. So it's a fine balance, because people are just excited to go visit the exhibitors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the education's top notch as well.
One of the things I loved about Podcast Movement was the vendors and getting to see all the stuff, all the toys. Mm-hmm. It is like Christmas for podcasters.
It is.
You know, I like the idea, and I like the idea of keeping everybody in the same area. So when you come out of a beach, then you can
session.
Go right session. Thank you. When you come out of a session, you're right there, and you can it's actually like a big giant podcast reunion every year.
Mm-hmm.
This is the sixth year. I've known people that have been there all 6 years.
Yeah, I mean, it has been really a special event. So we're almost there. It's next week. Is there anything that you're the most excited about, Chris, and what are you the most nervous about?
So this is going to sound like a true person getting ready for their event. I'm most excited for us to order the name badges today and everything that we need ordered.
Such a putz.
Because then my brain could relax and just be excited about everything else. I mean, we also have a YouTube track. We have VidFest. So I'm excited for what's going to be happening in that track. I'm excited for Shell Hamilton actually proposed this panel that I love. And it's three podcasters are in the same niche. My wife, who has women's meditation, Shell Hamilton, who has meditation minis, and Drew Ackerman, who has Sleep With Me. All of them have meditation podcasts. And it's a monetization panel showing you how three people in the same space could monetize differently, mm-hmm. even though they're in the
it's
same
really cool.
exact space. So like that's a really creative panel. And then we have dynamic duos that we matched up. We take the best of the best every year, and we ask them, hey, would you like to match up and be like a dynamic duo and create something new and fresh? So there's a lot of unique things. I'm looking forward to your interview with the Holly Frey from
interviewing the women from Stuff You Should Know, a bunch of them actually, not just Stuff Your Mom
on the main stage
or History Chicks and stuff. Yeah, I'm interviewing a lot of the iHeart women on the main stage, and I'm really excited about it. Super excited about it.
Influencer meet and greets, probably one of my most favorite things. And then we're doing a marketplace this year where our business people that or just people that want to hire out services could actually literally hire out editors on the spot. So I know that's going to be a cluster in some different ways, if you know what I mean. But I also know we'll learn from that experience and iron it out for next year. So people could literally transact business in real time. So we're going to take our editors, audio editors, video editors, as well as our voiceover people, and we're going to give them an opportunity to meet people that are looking to hire services and intentionally match them up in what we're calling the marketplace. And that's a 90-minute session. I'm excited about that. I'm nervous, but I'm really excited about that because I get asked all the time, like, who should I hire? And John, you know this. That's a personal question. There's personalities. Some people like doing certain kinds of podcasts. And the editors are really collaborative about referring back and forth. But let's get it while it's hot. People are at PodFest. They're looking to hire. Let them interview people in real time and create those relationships there.
Yeah. One of the things I like about working with you the most is that exact attitude that you're like, well, you live, you learn. I mean, and that's true that you wrote the book Start Ugly. So like, I should already expect that you're, you know, that you know that it's going to be ugly on some level. But it really does come through in the way you're just like, yeah, it's going to be a clusterfuck. Should be great.
Like, that's I have the confidence to know that my event's going to be great by the people attending it. But for me internally, I'm going to look at the areas that what could we have fixed? What could we have done better? But if I'm not constantly starting ugly in some area, then what's the challenge? You're just doing the same thing over and over again with nothing being reinvented, nothing new. So it's exciting for me that we'll have something that we're going to learn from and we'll say, okay, great. We had too many audio editors in there. We should have staggered the times. But at the same time, they know that I care enough to create that environment for them to get business. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's just you got to figure it out. And I always tell people, listen to the feedback of your audience. Like, our gratitude ceremony started organically in year two because we all didn't want to leave. It was like we bonded. I had one guy that was like a truck driver that was in tears. He's like, I don't want to leave. I feel like I'm leaving my family. I put a mic in front of the stage and I said, if anyone has anything that they're grateful for, come on up. And half the group went up there and that started our closing keynote, the gratitude ceremony. Our community is bigger than any one speaker. So I actually don't like when people are like, who's your biggest speaker? No such thing at PodFest. They're all big. Everybody's big. Everybody is equally as important. The attendees have sometimes, John, you know this. Look at John. John, not only does John know comedy, like he's great with one-liners and he knows comedy. He's an editor. Who knows what I could learn from John? He might, you know, you never know who you're going to bounce into. So it's not just your speakers. The community has a lot of value. And I think people miss that a lot with events. It's like, oh, let's get the celebrity. Is a celebrity going to hang out with everybody? No, they're probably going to do a photo op and then leave. I'd rather have people I want to create value, trade value, and stay with each other and hang out. Creates a whole different experience.
Totally. You know, I just wanted to ask you about the last 2 years you've done a roast and this year you don't have one. Tell, I mean, and John actually has been very, at least through me, he's been very active in writing jokes for those roasts. Cause I mean, he's like my joke writing partner mostly. So we did Dave Jackson and then we did Jen Lee Dumas and then I guess we tapped out, right? You couldn't find anyone to roast or you just want to take a break?
Yeah, I think we're going to do it just like Comedy Central and they do it. We got to find the right characters at the right time. And every couple of years we'll do a roast when the stars align. You know, the more I think about it, Jessica, you would be a great person to roast in maybe a year or so.
Maybe.
We'll see.
John's shaking his head. No.
I don't think she could handle it.
If you could take the hits. But it was really fun. I think Dave Jackson was my favorite because it was just so much love in the room for him. And he laughed his ass off. He understood what we were doing. So, you know, I think those are special opportunities. We'll find the right people. And like John said, you also got to find someone that can handle it because you are going after all their vulnerable spots and it's a roast. Like, you got to be able to laugh. I would love to be roasted, but I'll wait a year or two.
You're an easy target. I'm an easy target. There's a lot of people that are easy.
But it's also people that are huge audio influencers, which I'm not the biggest audio influencer. So we'll find the right people. Jen Lee Dumas was a great target.
Elsie would be good. She has a really good sense of humor about herself. Elsie. Yes, she does.
Okay.
She really does. I roast her on a daily basis.
You know, the Rob Walsh and Todd Cochran would be great, like the twins together, you know, but that would be a... But, you know, you just, like John said, you also have to have someone willing to take the hits. And that's half the battle of a roast. Like,
it is.
I put two on now. To find someone that wants to be roasted is hard. It's not easy. What's coming at them anyways.
Let me close out with a question, because I know you only have a few minutes left with us. So the question is, tell us about the worst event you've planned and what happened.
Well...
Just down in history is like the biggest clusterfuck that ever happened or like
biggest cluster
or shit show or
biggest. I have a lot. That's what I'm not trying to find one. I've done so many events that my first ever event was at an American Legion. I was doing live TV shows. So I had no idea about events. So Mr. Diaz was a fan of one of my shows. He said, hey, why don't you do it at the Legion? Pay me $300 and you could have it. Okay, great. Price is right. $300. I invite 100 people, tell them to wear business professional. It's in June, Florida. Air condition is broken. We go in there. Legionnaires the night before smoke cigars, so it smells like death. It smells terrible. And now I got these business people arriving, and there's nothing I can do about it. And it's like a hot Florida summer day. Not even like a forgiving one. It's the ones that just punish you. And that's how I launched my community back then. I thought I failed miserably, but 20 people saw through. They liked me. They saw I was bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. They're like, let's give him a shot. Now, the craziest speaker thing I've ever had, there's two. I had one where I was working with someone else, and they forgot to put the speaker's profile up on the website, and I kept asking, but I didn't have control of the web.
Yeah.
So I had a speaker literally run up to me in the back of the room while I'm running a show, come face-to-face, like umpire, manager, baseball, yelling at me nose-to-nose.
Wow.
Had to take them outside. Fall on the sword. Like, what are you going to tell them? My team's all fucked up right now. I'm so sorry. You have to take responsibility, which at the end of the day, it is my responsibility, but it's very uncomfortable. And I just want people to preface. I've done 2,000 events. So this happens like every couple hundred events, there's always something. And then the last one was we did one with a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And there was this one guy, he had just done some motivational stuff about self-awareness. And he decided not to give his marketing talk that we had booked him for. He decided to challenge everybody's thinking on how we judge things. And he started off by telling us that he's a swinger and him and his wife sleep with other people. That was not the hardcore part, okay? That was just the prelude.
It gets worse?
I really can't say. It's really bad. He was also Spanish, so he had a thick Spanish accent. So the language, it sounded, I don't know why, but it sounded seedier with the accent, the way he was saying it, because he was saying it so strongly. And then he said to guys that they got to grab their balls and reclaim their, it was really bad. And then he said other things I will tell you this, he meant well. The ladies on the cruise schooled him, took him, said, hey, but John, here's where it got funny. So then he goes, I'm going to go back to my marketing talk. And I'm like, thank God. After he goes on this 10-minute tirade, we cut his time down from 30 minutes to 15. Now I have a protocol. You just pull the plug and you yank him off. I've never had this happen before. And we're on a cruise, by the way, like out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, now you're trapped with this guy.
Well, then he goes, I'm going to give you guys the best marketing tip you'll never hear anywhere else. I'm like, all right, great. Thank God he's going back to marketing. He goes, advertise on Pornhub because you could get really cheap clicks. He goes, I don't even want to say what he says. It was so bad. I turned red. It was the only time as a promoter I had an instant sweat from my head down to my toes. My socks literally sealed onto my feet. We pulled the plug 15 minutes in. But what was interesting, because it was such an extreme presentation, it bonded us all on the cruise. And we were in Cozumel the last day at sea, every PowerPoint referenced him and had a joke. So it was amazing that we could make light of it. There was only one guy that was like, I don't want to be associated with you or anything that you do.
Yeah.
Came up to me. He's like, I don't know what. I go, I didn't know that was going to happen. I hope you understand.
Yeah.
Everybody else understood that that was not what we planned for. But he was like, I don't want my name associated with you. I was like, all right, whatever, dude. You could disassociate. I don't care. I didn't intentionally bring this guy on to talk about being a swinger and all that other stuff.
Right.
So anyway,
you got a call. So thank you so much, Chris, for being with us. I'll let you hang up. But Chris Kremitzos, everyone. And if you haven't bought a ticket to PodFest, by the time you hear this, you're going to be late, Stir.
So. Hey, thanks, Jess. And Elsie, thank you for the opportunity. John, always good seeing you. Go Eagles.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right. Now that Chris is gone, we'll do a little bit of podcasting news.
The news you can use for the informed podcaster. Podcasting news.
So guess what, you guys? Spotify has trailers now. They are supporting Apple Podcast tags in order to do this. So basically, there was an article that came out from Spotify, newsroom.spotify.com, that says that even though there are infinite podcasts out there, what you need to do is learn exactly what a show is all about instead of having to listen to full episodes to figure it out. So starting today, and this was a couple days ago, starting today, users listening to podcasts on mobile can find a refreshed podcast show page with new trailers and category tags featured at the top. So here's what you'll find, it says. A completely refreshed podcast show design. The show page may look a little different. It's still got all the features that you love. It moves the descriptions up so you no longer have to swipe on a show to read about it, which actually is really helpful in Spotify just in general. Because I find that difficult with music too. I want to see a little bit more about the song, and it doesn't have any information usually. So it allows for more information about each podcast and episode at a single glance. They also have new categories. Descriptive show categories will be displayed underneath the description. Everything from personal stories, true crime, travel, relationships, and more. Just tap the one you're the most interested to see in that category. Show trailers. If you're not one to commit, this next feature is going to be great. If a show has an a trailer episode to stream, it will be highlighted at the top of the list. So if you're listening, if you wanted to create a trailer for Spotify, this way when people stumble upon your show, they can listen to the trailer and decide whether or not they want to subscribe to your show. And you can also, you know what, you can probably share that trailer on social media and then get them to, if they want to click, get them to click through to your Spotify page. So it's saying, you know, since there's a catalog of 700,000 plus podcasts on a variety of topics from a diverse set of creators, there's going to be one for each listener. So with these latest updates, they'll be able to search to know whether this show is the one with just a glance. So that is the latest in Spotify. Let's see. Is there any other news that I missed? I think last week was more hot for news than this week. So in other news, I'm still sick. I've not gotten better. This is the longest I've been sick ever in my life. I am always constantly bragging about how I never get sick. And now I've had some kind of bullshit sinus thing since the beginning of February. It's a week away from PodFest. I'm still snorting up all kinds of things. I can't swallow. My head is killing me. I don't know why I'm telling you this. I just thought it might be interesting to know that I'm stuck. I'm physically stuck in a cold that will never leave or die.
I think it's terrible this winter. I mean, everybody's getting colds and they're lasting way, way too long.
Has it happened to you too?
No, I'm a hermit, and hermits don't get sick because we don't interact with people and germs.
I mean, I have a kid in preschool. So like,
oh, they bring him home.
This year in his school, there's been, so the preschool is all together on the top floor. So it's like my kid's room. And then on the right is another room, and on the left is another room. And in all three rooms, there have been 11 cases of lice.
Lice!
There have been 7 cases of strep, 4 of which have been in his class alone. And I think he's one of the first to have the flu. He has the flu, I think, right now. He can't get better. He's been sick since Saturday. It's kind of a bummer. Anyway, I don't mean to bum you guys out. I just can't believe it's happening. I hope to see many of you in Orlando. Again, if you haven't gotten a ticket and you're in the Orlando area, anywhere in the area, please go to podfestexpo.com/attend. You can use the code SHEEP for $50 off any ticket. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode of SHEEP Podcast. If you want to send any questions or comments, please do so. feedback@sheeppodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @SHEEPodcast. And if you would like, again, once again, to be part of our Super Squad VIP and come to the lunch in Orlando, go to patreon.com/sheeppodcast. Thank you guys so much. Love you. Mean it. Bye.